Rural Manitoba ridings represent 24 out of the 57 seats in the Manitoba Legislature, but many rural voters are wondering what percentage of election promises their communities receive. When looking at election coverage, campaign priorities that have been focused on are healthcare, crime, taxes, and Manitoba Hydro. But are these priorities that represent rural and urban centers? In a June poll done by Probe Research, when asked if they thought the province was going in the right direction, people in rural communities voted over 10% lower than people living in Winnipeg. Blake Medill, who votes in the newly changed Riding Mountain electoral district, says his top priority is bringing down Manitoba's debt. He thinks that urban and rural priorities are similar and that rural Manitoba is represented in this election.
I think urban and rural people could cut back differently. I mean, people in the city might have different needs than people in rural Manitoba. But I have been impressed from what I've been reading online about the election, the amount of promises that are being made to rural communities. I would say most of them are urban promises, but there still is an impressive amount being made to the rural communities. So I think it's usually a 70% urban, 30% rural.
Alistair McFadden thinks that the election priorities do not represent rural issues, and most promises are catered towards Winnipeg.
Where do you think those resources are more likely to go is obviously the city. We've seen a lot of campaign promises towards the Winnipeg Centre, and I've heard millions of dollars here for the North End in Winnipeg and millions of dollars for cops in Winnipeg. And when most of the key issues, health care and putting more nurses around, well, you know, it'd be nice to have a emergency room opened in Rivers, but most more likely than not, they're going to put the nurses in Winnipeg.
Rural communities are struggling to keep their youth interested in small towns, as many migrate to larger centers. McFadden is a rural youth who wants to see people stay in their small communities and have more emphasis on agriculture.
Well, rural communities are a dying breed right now. We're losing almost a sense of that rural community pride. There's not enough attention being put into these rural areas to keep people excited and wanting to be there. The opportunities just aren't there. I do think more attention needs to be focused to making sure these communities can stay afloat. Not really appealing to go back to the farm, to go back to your small town, because there's really not a lot going on. You get left behind in campaign promises and policies.
For 92.9 KICK FM, this is Alyssa McDonald reporting.